You're listening to Comedy Central.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
My guest tonight is an NBA star. He's a superstar who plays for the 2016 championship-winning Cleveland Cavaliers. Please welcome LeBron James. I should have had chalk for you, though. I think of that. You could have come out and done that. Welcome to the show, and thank you so much for being
here. I'm happy to be here, man.
Like, you look dapper in a suit. May I say that? You look...
I borrowed one of yours.
I feel like mine would look like a 5-year-old on your body. Before we go into the interview, I've got a bone to pick with you, LeBron James. So I used to travel a lot doing stand-up all over the world, and because of that, I chose shirts that didn't wrinkle easily and still look good on stage.
Right.
So I used to wear almost exclusively LeBron James t-shirts, right? The Nike shirts with the lion, because I'm from Africa, obviously, so the lion.
Right.
And then I came to the US and I came to Cleveland just after you had left and I didn't know the whole story. I was just wearing the shirts and people on me so hard. People would walk this day like, get you assholes, get out of here, you assholes, burn that shirt. Ah! And I was like, it was the most depressing thing. I was on stage, people booed me because I didn't know about and I was like, the guy moved. But I gotta say, like, if ever someone has redeemed a shirt, we were in Cleveland a few weeks ago for the Republican convention, same shirts, same streets, and people were like, dope shirt man, dope shirt man. But thank you for that. You sent me on a whirlwind, but welcome to the show.
Oh, man, appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Welcome to the show. You are prolific. You are a legend. You are a future Hall of Famer. You are everything, and yet your life doesn't just revolve around basketball. I'm just going to go straight into this because it was probably one of the most amazing things I've seen. This is you and some of your friends at the ESPYs.
Okay.
Let's use this moment as a call to action for all professional athletes to educate ourselves, explore these issues, speak up, use our influence, and renounce all violence. And most importantly, go back to our communities, invest our time, our resources, help rebuild them, help strengthen them, help change them. We all have to do better.
Powerful words. Powerful words. You're an NBA superstar. Why do you feel you need to say something like that in a sports forum?
It just comes natural to me. For me personally, I know where I come from, growing up in inner city in Akron, Ohio, and I know the challenges that kids have.
Yeah.
And for our society to become as great as it should be, I think it starts from the ground up, and it starts in our communities, our own communities, going back into our communities, using our resources, using our knowledge. Anybody can lend money or anybody can go give an appearance, but I think actually being there and them seeing you gives the kids hope. And, you know, without the kids, we have no future. So it just comes natural to me, and I understand what they go through. I walk the same streets as them.
Yeah.
I breathe the same air as those kids. I know what they go through, you know, growing up in tough situations. So I think that's very important for all of us.
You got into Wheels for Education. I mean, that was really your first foray into this independently. You didn't have a way to get to school when you were a kid.
Nah.
You struggled getting to school, and so you started a program to help kids out. And now you start with third graders.
Yeah.
Why third graders specifically?
Well, between myself and my office and everyone at my foundation, we read upon it, and the statistics show that if kids get behind in the third grade, then it's the least amount of chance for them to graduate high school.
Yeah.
And so that's why we started in third grade. And yesterday was my LeBron James Family Foundation reunion, where we welcome another third grade class into our program, and this is our sixth year now. So,
wow.
Thank you. Wow. This is our sixth year, and it was unbelievable. If anybody has ever come to Ohio and been to Sandusky, Ohio, and been to the great Cedar Point Amusement Park,
yeah.
I brought 5,000 families yesterday.
Wow.
To the amusement park for our reunion.
Wow. I think it's fascinating that you say get involved and actively get involved, because you do something that is honestly the meanest and most amazing thing ever. You record messages for these kids to inspire them. So for those who don't know, LeBron James records messages and sends them out to these kids. So if they're not like at school, then you'll get a message from LeBron James. Do you not understand how heartbreaking that is? what do you say? What do you say in the call?
Well, if you miss school, they will get a phone call and say, hey, listen, you were very important to the classroom and you're very important to your friends and your family, and we need you in school. If you're not doing well in school, I say, well, listen, we need you to read the books. We need you to stay in the classroom and listen to your teachers. And there's also times, because I know kids, they would try to get slick and try to miss a couple of days of school.
Because they want the message from LeBron James.
Because they want the message from LeBron James. So I'll show up at the school on them and be like, listen, I know what you're trying now. I was a kid at one point, too.
This is like the best guidance counselor in life ever. You better stop messing around. LeBron James is going to show up. And that's just so, it's a beautiful story. You're also helping these kids, not just in third grade, but you're trying to get everyone through to a college education.
Yeah, it's funny because I partnered with the University of Akron a few years back, and if our kids, and the criteria is very attainable.
Yeah.
If our kids can get from the third grade and graduate through high school, then there's a college scholarship waiting on them.
Wow.
It's just wait full ride. Just waiting on them.
I have a hunch that you do that. Is that part of the guilt maybe that you have because... No, I mean, there's probably kids out there who've come up to you and gone, hey, LeBron, I was going to go straight from high school to the NBA, but you shut that down, so now I got to go to college. Is that why you did it?
I've had kids say, well Mr. James, you want us to go to college, but I read something about you. You didn't go. And I thought it was practice what you preach. And I was like, well... You know, back then when I had an opportunity, I'm a lot older than you. College, they didn't have college when I came out of high school.
Oh, man, before we go to a break, one of the most innovative things that you do, honestly blew me away, is you're not just providing education for the kids, you have a program where you help parents get a GED.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's funny you say that. You know, Trevor, it's funny you said, because as much as we want to hit home on the kids, what happens in their household means a lot as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, I have all my kids that's looked after. I have mentors that look after them. I have high school kids that look after my kids as well. But when they go home, they have to have someone else they look up to as well. And sometimes, you know, you have a lot of parents that's not educated as well. So we've given the opportunity for parents in these households that didn't graduate high school to get an opportunity to graduate, get a GED as well. So they can feel like, you know, parents do their work, kids do their work. They feel like, listen, we're all empowered, and it's pretty cool that we're able to do.
It's an amazing initiative. You have managed to do something. You know, it's funny, after you made that statement at the ESPYs with your fellow stars and close friends, I've seen you guys on Instagram partying without me. you, in essence, crossed a line that many people have been afraid to cross. So many athletes have always said, I don't want to get involved because it may taint my brand. I'm a sportsman, I can't get involved. Right. You know, Michael Jordan famously never got involved, and yet a week after that, even Michael Jordan has now come out and started speaking.
Right.
Do you feel that this is the groundswell? Why did you feel it's important as an athlete to go, I know I'm making money,
right,
but I can still speak to issues?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I don't have all the answers. I'm not a politician.
Yeah.
Let's throw this out there right now. That's not me. I know we look good in these suits up there, but we're not politicians. I'm not a politician,
yeah,
but
yeah.
I know what I'm about, and yes, I know what I represent, and I know how many kids look up to me for guidance.
Yeah.
And I feel like if there's something that's going on in our society that I feel very comfortable or very passionate about,
yeah,
then I speak upon it, no matter what anyone says about it, because it doesn't matter to me. I know I'm passionate about it, I'm knowledgeable about it, and I know how many kids that look up to me as a role model, as a leader, and some of them as a father as well, as a father figure. So it's what I do. If it's not up for other athletes, then I'm not giving, listen, go do it.
It's not pressure.
It's not pressure, but it's comfortable to me. It's what I do, and you know, I like to give back.
It is truly a magical thing to see, because a lot of people don't understand, as you said, it is not fighting. It is just saying, this is my experience,
right,
this is my world. Seeing you on the court wearing shirts, wearing bandanas, wearing those, it's a powerful thing, and I think I'm not the only one who says I appreciate it when I go.
Thank you.
LeBron James is part of it. After the break, chatting more to LeBron James, not just about his work in the community, but his ambitions to take over the world. LeBron James, when we come back.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.